With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Over the last decade, an increasing amount of scientific evidence has linked the world's most popular weed killer, Roundup, to the death of more than 90% of the monarch butterflies in the U.S. Concerns about Roundup increased in March when the World Health Organization concluded that the herbicide's active ingredient, glyphosate, which is sprayed on many farms, lawns, and gardens in Maryland and elsewhere, is a probable human carcinogen. In response, a growing number of attorneys have been filing lawsuits against Roundup's manufacturer, Monsanto, claiming that farmers and homeowners have cancer that was caused by the weed killer. For example, Colorado attorney Michael McDivitt last month filed a lawsuit against Monsanto, claiming that his client developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after being exposed to Roundup. This is one of dozens of similar cases being filed across the U.S. Here's McDivitt.
Monsanto, which produces the herbicide, has known about its cancer-causing propensity for many, many years and it failed to do anything to inform the public about it.
Monsanto denies that Roundup causes cancer and says that claims they have been manipulating information about the herbicide are baseless. In a written statement, the company said, quote, "While sympathetic to individuals experiencing health problems, including those alleged by the plaintiff in this case, we believe that glyphosate is safe for human health when used as labeled, and that this suit is without merit," unquote. So who is right? The issue is a major one, because the use of Roundup has increased dramatically over the last decade, as Monsanto has sold genetically engineered crops designed to tolerate the weed killer. Every year, about 250 million pounds of glyphosate are sprayed on corn and soybean fields, as well as on suburban lawns, commercial nurseries, parks, and golf courses. As Roundup has become more common, one of the weeds that it kills, milkweed, has nearly disappeared from much of the American landscape, depriving monarch butterfly caterpillars of their only source of food. Doug Gurian-Sherman is senior scientist at the Center for Food Safety. He said the World Health Organization did not conclude what dose of glyphosate probably causes cancer. But he said that scientific studies have suggested a link between higher rates of lymphoma and exposure to the weed killer.
At the actual levels that farmers and farm workers are exposed to, there is an increased incidence of cancer of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And also troubling is that studies in Iowa have shown that non-farm workers in other parts of the state have levels of glyphosate very similar in their urine to levels of people who do work on farms. So if you put all that together, it is troubling.
Dr. Lynn Goldman is dean of the George Washington University School of Public Health. She said more research is needed, but that a prudent step would be for consumers to be cautious about the use of all weed killers.
Without a compelling need to have an herbicide, a weed killer on your lawn, that my advice would be to not use them, or if you do use them, to use them in a way that there are several days that would pass between the time that you apply them and when you would have your children playing in the grass, your pets playing in the grass.
Over the next few months, the Environmental Protection Agency will be considering the new conclusions about the cancer risks and environmental harms caused by Roundup, and will decide whether to reapprove its use on farms and gardens across the U.S. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.